You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to A Morning Walk Down the Lal Street. Today is the 14th of May 2019, a Tuesday, the second day of the trading week. All that took place on the Lal Street yesterday and all that we can expect over the course of today is what I bring to you on this Morning Walk Down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Well, it was not the best of beginnings on Dalal Street yesterday, a Black Monday indeed. The index posted its longest losing streak for the first time in the last 8 years. The index closed in the red for the 9th consecutive day in a row. The index broke below its crucial 100 days exponential moving average, placed at 11,253, to form a bearish candle. The next support could now be placed at its 200 days EMA, placed at around 11,035. In terms of sectors, the Nifty PSU Bank lost 5%, followed by Nifty Pharma, which lost 4.3%, and the Nifty Media, which was down by 3.7%. The broader market underperformed the benchmark index. The Nifty Midcap Index was down 2.69%, while the Nifty Small Cap Index dropped 2.1%. More than 200 companies on the NSE and over 300 companies on the BSE hit fresh 52-week lows, and that list of names included such stalwarts as Mahindra & Mahindra, Eicher Motors, Biocon, Sun Pharma, Wockhardt, Dabur India, Cadila Healthcare, among others. On the macro front, India's retail inflation stood at 2.92% in April, higher than 2.86% in March. It was well within the target of the Reserve Bank of India. The CPI data is in line with the RBI's expectation of 2.8%, hence we can expect more 25 basis points rate cuts in the next monetary policy to infuse liquidity in the system, which is the need of the hour, according to experts. Investors will watch out for WPI inflation data, which will be out later today. The rupee, meanwhile, yesterday fell sharply by 59 paise to close at nearly 2.5-month low of 70.51 against the American dollar. On the provisional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 1,056 crore rupees, while the DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 1,057 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Today's big news is also going to come from the earnings front. As many as 60 companies will be declaring their results for the quarter ended March, and that list includes names like HOEC, Indian Bank, Nestle India, Pidilite Industries, PTC India, Siemens, UCO Bank, Union Bank of India, Wellspun Corp, among others. There are some estimates available to us from Motilal Oswal as to how these companies might be performing. Nestle India, profit after tax, that is PAT, is likely to grow by 4% year-on-year to 457 crore rupees. Pidilite Industries, PAT is likely to fall by 6% year-on-year to 232 crore rupees. Siemens, PAT is likely to grow by 29% year-on-year to 255 crore rupees. So Nestle India and Siemens likely to grow and Pidilite likely to show a fall. Technical charts time as usual. Nifty has formed a bearish candle for the 9th day in a row. The index broke below its crucial 100-day exponential moving average, placed at 11,253, to form a bearish candle. The next support could now be placed at its 200-day EMA, placed around 11,035. For the time being, upsides shall get capped around 11,300, whereas a close above 11,228 can be considered as the initial sign of strength, which can then lead to a sideways consolidation. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,035, 11,125, and 11,300. Maximum call OI placed at 12,000 and 11,800. Maximum put OI at 11,000 and 10,500. A quick look at some stocks that have been in the news and therefore the stocks that we'll be keeping a close eye on over the course of today. After making losses for 7 consecutive quarters, that United Bank of India registered a net profit of 95.18 crore rupees in the last quarter of 2018-2019, according to a bank statement on the 13th of May. So UBI, one of the banks, will be watching. India's largest telecom operator, Vodafone Idea, yesterday posted consolidated loss of 4,881.9 crore rupees for the fourth quarter ended March 31st amid a brutal tariff war in India's mobile market. And finally, Karnataka Bank yesterday posted close to a six-fold jump in net profit at 61.73 crore rupees during the March quarter. The bank clocked a profit of 11 crore rupees during the same quarter of 2017-2018. So UBI, Vodafone Idea and Karnataka Bank will be some stocks we'll be keeping a close eye on over the course of today. And finally, to make your walk worthwhile, we spoke to HDFC Securities and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. EIL has a sell call with a last trading price of 103 rupees 75 paise, target 95 rupees, stop loss 109 rupees, but a downside of 8.5%. Tata Elxsi with a sell call as well, last trading price of 845 rupees, target 800 rupees, stop loss 875 rupees, downside of 5%. And finally, the third stock that HDFC has given us for a stock pick today is Godrej Industries with a sell call as well. So three sell calls with a last trading price of 452 rupees, target 425 rupees. So flip those two digits around, 452 and 425, stop loss at 470 rupees for a downside of 6%. So EIL, Tata Elxsi and Godrej Industries, all with sell calls. Well, that's practically everything you need to know before going into trade. Here's hoping that the stock market gods will smile upon you. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.